Canadian lobby groups are outraged by one of their provincial ministries removing a student examination question on Palestine.
You know, we're going to write her again and again and again until she responds. We were overwhelmed with the reaction from students, from teachers, from organizations, from professors, from all over, all across the country, actually, not just in BC.
The sample exam question on last year's History Grade 12 exam in the province of British Columbia, or BC, was a multiple-choice question recognizing Palestinians as peoples who were driven out of their homeland and have had to live in refugee camps ever since. It also made reference to Israel's refusal to allow Palestinians to exist as a nation. The question was removed by the BC Minister of Education when the director of the Canadian Jewish Congress's Pacific region called the question misleading and historically inaccurate. Hannah Kawas, host of the Voice of Palestine radio show and chairperson for the Canada-Palestine Association, disagrees.
I was outraged because, you know, these are historic facts, and to play around with them is a distortion, and it really doesn't do service to our kids in the educational system.
Omar Shaban, a Palestinian university student in Canada, is concerned about the precedent set by the minister's actions.
The next issue would be, no, we're not going to put it in an actual exam, and then we'll take it further. We're not going to, you know, put it in the curriculum, and they might even take it further and probably ban people from talking about the issue.
Despite numerous attempts at contacting the BC Ministry of Education for an interview, the minister did not respond. Zara Jamal, Press TV, Vancouver.